What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I am here to talk about my favorite announcements from the Game Awards last night, as well as, of course, the reveal we finally got of GTA 6 and some other stuff. But welcome to the show. As always, if this is your first time here, then welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Daddy's Talk, it's all about fatherhood and family, manga, anime, and video games. So, like I said, lots of game discussions today. I hope everybody out there has been doing well. It's been a couple of weeks since I've done a regular podcast episode like this. And this one, I hope to kind of keep kind of short and tight, hopefully, because by the time y'all are probably hearing this, I will be in a movie theater, hopefully the first of a couple this weekend, because tonight I'm going to go see The Boy and the Heron, I believe is the name of it, the new Studio Ghibli movie. Yeah, The Boy and the Heron. And then sometime over the weekend, I'm planning to go see Godzilla Minus One and the new kind of like Batman kind of animated movie. What is it called? Merry Little Batman. That dropped on Amazon Prime today. That's like an hour and a half movie or whatever. That looks pretty dope and interesting. So looking forward to checking out all these things, like this, starting tonight and then across the weekend. And hopefully, you know, y'all probably hear me talk about that in a future episode. But yeah, so before I get to that, man, I'm trying to think. I think last time I recorded was before Thanksgiving even, I believe. So I hope everybody out there had a good Thanksgiving if you celebrate it, or at least maybe got to have some time to chill, rest, etc., spend time with family and friends. Mine was pretty decent, didn't do nothing too crazy, whatever, you know. Went to my wife's grandmother's, as we've done all the years me and my wife have been together, and yeah, that was kind of it for Thanksgiving. I guess we went to the casino for a little bit, which that was kind of a interesting and fun. So we won a few extra coins, so we left with more than what we came in there with. So that's a positive that I'll take. Aside from that, it's just been, you know, good, you know, back in the swing of things with basketball and cross country season for my kids. And I was fighting off a cold over the last few days or whatever, so luckily I staved it off, but, you know, kind of had to duke it out a couple of days. But hey, you use that PTO time, which, reminder, if you got PTO time, use it. Don't just sit on it and lose it like I did in my last job. You know, left that job, had like 70 hours of PTO that I never used. So never again. And aside from that, so like I said, I got to give a huge shout out to, of course, love all my kids, but give a special shout out to my oldest three, my big three, the three J's, as we call them, for each of their dominating performances last night at each of their respective games. So, like I've mentioned before, if you're new here, whatever, got five kids, three boys, twin girls. My oldest three are all in eighth grade, so my oldest son and my twin daughters, they're all in eighth grade. So that means that game day, basketball day, they all play at the same time in different locations. So me and my wife divide and conquer. My wife goes to all the home games every week, and I go to all the away games. So this week, my daughters was playing away, so I got to watch their games in person, and my wife went to my son's. So, like I said, everybody did a fantastic job. My oldest daughter, her team, they won, I think it was like 27-11. She had 9 points, so she's coming along very awesome. Still has a lot of things to learn or whatever. Because remember, this is the one that's been running track her whole life and decided to try out basketball. So doing really well, but, you know, lots of room for improvement. Out the daughter, her team crushed. Like, they won, I think it was like 56, 58 to 7, I think. I think 7. yeah. So that was that score, which actually, well, let me double check. 58 to 7. So, yeah. The dominating performance, I think she had, I think, about 15 points or so. Somewhere between 13 and 15. Maybe about 13. And then my oldest son, my wife was, of course, giving me updates on his game or whatever. They won, I think, like 50 or 60-something to 30-something. He had about 18 points. He dunked in the game for the first time, which is super exciting. And I definitely got to give a extra shout-out to him for not letting the haters get to him. Because like I've talked about before, my kids are very well known, of course, at their schools, but of course in their area, in the whole area, district or whatever, because they all do very well at what they do. And so, though it is funny, sometimes they don't realize that my oldest son and the twins are brother and sister. And so when we was talking to somebody about, after my daughter's games, or whatever, we was talking and stuff, I was talking to them about, hey, yeah, your brother, he dunked in the game and da 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 da. And then one of the other kids from the other school that was listening or whatever was like, or one of their friends, somebody was like, wait, that's your brother? And so that stuff is always just funny. But yeah, so that was very awesome. And, so like I was saying, overcoming adversity. So before the game, because my wife had called and talked to me a little bit before his game or whatever, said, you know, it's a little bit of a ruckus stirring, kids from the other team talking trash, calling him overrated and all this other junk or whatever. But he went out there, didn't let it faze him, went out there, dominated, and did his thing as he does. And like I said, got a dunk at the end of the game. And the awesome thing is that he got to reunite and also play against pretty much his very first best friend he had as a kid when he was like in pre-K or kindergarten. At like the first apartments me and my wife lived at when we first got together or whatever. It was a father and son that lived in the apartments as well and stuff. So we got to, you know them really well. And then, of course, you know, we moved away, they moved away, whatever. Didn't really see them much and stuff. And then I ran into the dad a while back. And because he works at a store nearby or whatever. So every time I would see him, we would talk and catch up or whatever. And then, unfortunately, last week or last year, they didn't get to meet because his son had got injured in football right before that the basketball season started. So he didn't even get to play last year, or didn't get to play against my son. So this year they got to play, reunite. My wife, of course, she had pictures of stuff from them when they were little kids and stuff. So that was very sweet, because neither one of them really remembered. They remembered like the thought of the other person, but didn't really remember like what each other looks like and stuff. So, you know, like I said, it's been freaking 7-8 years. So, but yeah, so that was just like a very dope moment. But like I said, super proud of all my kids and how they did last night. So I told my wife we're probably gonna have to go out maybe sometime this weekend, as you hear Vash screaming in the background. celebrate the dominating performances and stuff. So, and speaking of Vash, since I brought him up, I got this in the mail. For those of y'all that's not watching the video version, I got a Vash the Stampede, the OG design from a pop figure of Vash the Stampede. Crunchyroll just put these on sale like last month or whatever, and so as soon as I saw it, I pre-ordered it, and then it showed up, it just showed up the other day. So I was super happy to get this. Showed my son as he continues to scream, and told him, I was like, hey, you know, what does that say? Spell that or whatever. He's like, oh, V-A-S-H, Vash. That's me. He looks like me. So that was very cute. And he was like, oh, is that for me? I was like, nope, that is for dad, for daddy. Probably going to get this clean up here and put it right next to my other few Funkos I have right here. As my daughter has just called me, so I'm going to pause and I'll be right back. Whoops. I'll be right back. They need to be picked up, so I'll be right back. Oof, the authentic dad experience. So I'm back from picking my daughters up. They went to the ninth grade basketball game. So shout out to them. I think that's what I was talking about last or whatever, with them in the game and stuff last night. So we got to do something to celebrate. And aside from that, like I said, just be kind of just like trying to look ahead and plan out what stuff I want to do to finish up the year content wise and just in general, and then looking ahead to what I want to try to do next year. So we'll see. I got some things in the works. I have some different manga stuff I'm going through. I recently read Orb on the Movements of the Earth. I recorded a review for that. It's not out yet, and I'm trying to debate if I might scrap it and re-record it or whatever. I don't know. And I also picked up this big one here, Innocent, which shout out to Bree for last year. I had her on my manga of the year episode this time last year, and this was one of her favorite series, so I'm looking forward to diving into and reading Innocent. So I got some other stuff in the works, but yeah, so aside from that, I'm going move into the game stuff, because like I said, I'm short on time, especially having to go pick up my daughters and stuff. So let's go ahead and dive into the game. So the first thing I want to just talk about very briefly, whatever, and I'm not going to show no trailers, whatever, because I don't want to mess with Rockstar. So, after a decade, freaking 12 years, well, a decade since the release, but we finally got the official reveal for GTA 6 and Grand Theft Auto 6. We're going back to Vice City, aka Miami, aka Florida setting, and the trailer was super dope. I watched it a bajillion times, and so did a lot of y'all, because that trailer was like at 100 million or something within the first day, which actually, just out of a curiosity and research, let me see real quick. GTA 6 trailer currently at 131 million views in 4 days. So it's official, but unfortunately it's not coming out until 2025. Oh Lord. So it'll be 12 years between Grand Theft Auto releases, man. That is freaking wild. I was 23 when GTA 5 came out on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. So that's two game consoles ago. And it was the last holiday I ever worked retail at GameStop and stuff before the whole GameStop incident happened and I lost my job. But it then pushed me to my current career, IT, which that is the story I'm planning to tell. February 2024 will be the 10-year anniversary of me getting fired from GameStop. So I look forward to talking about that and reflecting on that situation. So 10 years ago, man, that is freaking wild. But yeah, so like I said, I was young whippersnapper, had different glasses. 23 at the time, man, and I'll be 35 by the time GTA 6 comes out, assuming it hits the date. So like I said, the Miami setting, we got to look at our two main characters. I think it's a Lucia is the woman, and I think Jason is the guy, whatever. Seems to be, it might be like a Bonnie and Clyde type of situation. I don't know, but I'm very excited either way to check it out. So, GTA 6 is real. Now, on to the Game Awards. So, Game Awards 2023 happened last night. It's freaking thing like 3.5 hours, and I'll just kind of mention briefly up front. So the Game Awards is something that I look forward to every year, just for the spectacle and stuff of it all, because of course, like, it is kind of interesting in some sense to see, oh, what game does get the quote-unquote Game of the Year award, and or what other, or what games win other categories and stuff, whatever. But of course, a lot of us are also there to see the big announcements, the big reveals, you know, what's coming up next, or what Shadow dropped, or whatever the case might be, or whatever. And so I feel like on that front, like the announcements and stuff, this is probably like my favorite year of announcements in a long time from the Game Awards. Now, the other side of things, the actual awards part, definitely needs some shifting around on, or something needs to be done differently, because, like, yes, we know that the announcements and the ads and sponsorships or whatever is what makes all the big money, bring in all the viewers and stuff, whatever, how, you know, how Keighley and crew are able to, you know, Jeff Keighley and crew are able to, you know, make their money and all that stuff, whatever. But it just kind of sucks when it's like so many of the categories get like speed ran through just to get to the next trailer and stuff. And so I don't really know what the true solution of it is, because the show is 3.5 hours long. But it also feels like they should do better by the devs, because, and I say this because in some as like now I understand, like, some parts of the show are still kind of in flux, whatever. But I feel like for me, they do the planning and stuff, like, or they do like rehearsals and stuff like a week or so before the official show. And the actual awards and stuff, I feel like maybe there needs to be enough time for the Game Awards crew to see what actually won what award, and then kind of structure the show around that, to where it's like, okay, if we know this game won this, and this award, then of course I can kind of understand y'all maybe blowing through some of those in that essence, whatever. But I don't know. It's kind of a tricky situation. But like I said, definitely, especially some of the, like, the more like niche categories, like best independent game or whatever. Like it's already a struggle sometimes for like some of these like smaller developers to even find a spot amongst, especially in a year like 2023, like how crazy good a lot of like game releases we got this year, from like the biggest of the big games to small games and stuff. And my biggest example is Sea of Stars won Best Independent Game, but because it was part of like one of those like speed blitz moments, nobody from the team got to come up there and say anything, or nobody got to accept the award on their behalf or whatever. And I freaking love Sea of Stars. And, you know, they did the same thing with, like, Best Fighting Game category, because a lot of those games probably aren't going to come up in other categories or whatever. And it was like, oh, yeah, Street Fighter 6 won. Okay, on to the next thing. It's like, it would have been cool to learn from the Street Fighter 6 team how they felt about winning in a year where they went against stuff like Mortal Kombat and other big game releases. So, yeah, so I guess just like in, like, briefly, unfortunately, like they did the Game Awards, I'm gonna kind of shout out some of the winners of the different categories. Make sure my phone is muted. So yeah, so of course, starting with the big one, game of the year went to Baldur's Gate 3. Not too much of a surprise. A lot of people going into the show kind of anticipated that game, sweeping the award show, and they won a lot of stuff. So yeah, so shout out to them. Not really my type of game, but who knows? Maybe I should give it a try one day. But it's a Baldur's Gate 3 won game of the year. Best game direction went to Alan Wake 2. Best like a TV adaptation, Last of Us. Best narrative, Alan Wake 2. Best art direction, Alan Wake 2. Best score and music went to Final Fantasy 16. Best audio design, Hi-Fi Rush, very dope game. Best performance went to Neil Newborn from Baldur's Gate 3. The award for innovation and accessibility went to Forza. Games for Impact went to Chia. Still need to play that game. Best ongoing game, Cyberpunk. Community support, Baldur's Gate. Best independent, Sea of Stars. Best indie game, debut, Cocoon. Of course, well, wouldn't be Danny to talk without Vash popping in. So best debut indie game, Cocoon. Super happy about that. I love that game. Don't care about best mobile, best AR game. Best action game went to Armored Core 6. Best action adventure, Tears of the Kingdom. Best RPG, Baldur's Gate 3. Best fighting game, Street Fighter 6. Best family game, Mario Brothers Wonder. Dope game. Best sim / strategy went to Pikmin 4. Sure. Best racing, sports, Forza, multiplayer, Baldur's Gate 3. And that's kind of it for the main stuff. I don't care about none of the esports stuff. So shout out to all the winners and stuff. But like I said, it definitely would have been cool for some of those teams and people to have gotten a chance to go up on the stage and talk. And speaking of the talking, that was like another big complaint too, is that like they overcorrected from last year with the situation with Chris Judge, who is the voice of Kratos, when he won the Best Voice Actor Award and he spoke for like 8 or so minutes or whatever. They put a hard time limit on it this year, but they put it such a hard limit to where it was like 30 seconds. So a lot of people were like getting cut off or the music was playing super loud over what they were saying. Super sucked. So it's like man, like if y'all can give all this time to, you know, Kojima and some of these other actors and different stuff or whatever, like several minutes or whatever, y'all can give at least 2 minutes tops for these developers and people actually working and creating the games and stuff, whatever, man. So That is that, unfortunately. So, but like I said, I'm going to dive into some of the game announcements. Now, as always, here at Dennis' Talk, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. Now, I'm going to primarily focus on the stuff that speaks to me. May not have been like the biggest announcements for everybody in the world, but speaks to me. But I also will shout out stuff that I know were popular to a lot of other people. So it's like, hey, there's a new game from this person or this development team that you might want to put on your radar. So I will do that. So let's pull that up real quick. Okay, so starting off, and like I said, I'm going in order of the announcements and stuff, whatever, just because it'd be easier for me to, instead of me bouncing between stuff, whatever. So shout out to, I'm using Polygon, who has everything in a nice, neat single page with all the information or whatever. So first off, we're getting a remake of Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. Now, this was one of the first games created by the guy who did Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. I can't believe I'm forgetting this. Joseph Ferris. Hazelight Studios. A Way Out and It Takes Two. those games that came out in recent years. So this was like the first game he was ever the director of. They came out over a decade ago in 2013. It is a single player co-op game. So special, so heart-wrenching, because you play two brothers. You control both of them at the same time with your control, with one controller. So literally, half of the controller is for one brother. The other half of the controller is used to control the other brother. And it was some of the coolest, like I said, especially this is 2013, over 10 years ago. This is like some of like the most unique gameplay stuff I've ever played. And like I said, like the story was super fantastic. So they're doing a remake of that. It's coming out February of 2024. So I was super excited to see that and excited to have my heart ripped out again. Let me see. Next up, this is just more. A couple of these are just shout outs because I have never played these games. But a new game from the team who created the game Inscription. I think they came out last year or maybe the year before. What is it called? Pony Island 2 Panda Circus? Don't know. A follow-up. So this was like a detective adventure game. So I think last year there was a game that came out called The Case of the Golden Idol. Never played it. Heard a lot of people talking about it. Well, they announced a new one called The Rise of the Golden Idol. So maybe I'll check out that first one, see what it's like. Let me see. This game called Unusual June was kind of a interesting kind of like third person action type of game. I'm so hesitant to play trailers for stuff. Like I said, I'll put a link to this Polygon article in the description so y'all can go through and watch trailers and stuff, you know, after the fact. So like I said, I just kind of, I'm always iffy sometimes with showing trailers or whatever because YouTube and the different publishers and stuff can be so finicky with that stuff, and I definitely don't want to deal with any copyright stuff on YouTube. So let me see. Accessible music adventure game called Harmonia the Musical Stars deals with a deaf girl in a like Disney musical. Interesting. New game from the team that made Dead Cells called Windblown. I maybe dabbled with that game a long time ago. But I know a lot of people that love that game. It's like a roguelike adventure type of game. New game from the Thumper developer called Thrasher. Once again, another one's like, it's like a music rhythm game. Heard a lot of people enjoyed it. Got a neat little crossover game between two games called Dave the Diver and Dredge. So they're doing like a crossover DLC thing coming out next week. So I've heard good things about both of those games. I need to check them out. World of Goo 2, don't really care. Metaphor ReFantasio, new RPG game from the Persona team. Matthew McConaughey is going to be in a new sci-fi RPG game called Exodus. Now, this one looked pretty interesting. They say it's got some ex-BioWare people who worked on Mass Effect and stuff back in the day were working on this. So, look like it might be my type of game. I'll check it out. No dates or nothing on it. God of War Ragnarok is getting free DLC next week called God of War Ragnarok Valhalla. Now, this is a kind of like roguelike mode, kind of like what they're doing in The Last of Us Part 2 re-release in January, where that's going to have like a separate mode thing, whatever. They're doing that in this, where it's like some type of like story thing where Kratos is going to Valhalla and fighting through waves of enemies and stuff. So hey, it's gonna be free coming out next week, so I'll for sure check that out. Though it is interesting because there was a lot of rumor, though I'm trying to remember if I think that there was like a rumor that there might be like a Atreus DLC or something, whatever, but it might have just been a rumor. that there's going to be DLC, and that's what this was. So, anywho, very awesome. That's coming out next week. A new game from the team that did a Untitled Goose game called Big Walk. Look like you play as like some ants or something or whatever. I don't know. Might be fun, silly time. New trailer for the Prince of Persia, the Lost Crown game that's coming out in January. They're going to be putting out a free demo on January 11th, so I'll be checking that out. So, because I don't know if I'm going to play the full game, at least not at launch. But hey, free demos, I'm always down for that. Ninja Theory, stop showing Hellblade until we get a release date. They did another trailer, and of course, it was just, you know, if the game looks nice, but it's like, okay, we've been getting trailer after trailer after trailer, tease after tease after tease for 3 years at this point, going on four. Because this was first teased Game Awards 2019, along with the reveal of what the Xbox Series X was going to look like. So, yeah, 4 years of teasing. And still just saying 2024, but I'll believe it when I'm playing it. Not much to say about that one. It's a game from a studio called Unseen. From the so the studio founder, her name is she was a creative director. Her name is Ikumi Nakamura. She was a creative director at Tango Gameworks for many years. That's part of Bethesda. Who worked on the Evil Within series. So she was kind of like Shinji Mikami, the Resident Evil creator, his protege, so to speak. So she's working her, she has a new studio working on a new game and stuff. So check that out whenever that comes. That has no date, no year, nothing. New game from the studio that does the Ori and the Blind Forest and the other Ori game called No Rest for the Wicked. Now, the Ori games always looked stunning. Stunning, stunning, stunning. And so the art style of this looked really dope. So I might check this out. I actually need to like go back and like fully dive in and play the Ori series. I remember I played a good amount of one of them, whatever. I just never finished it. So need to go back and play that. And like I said, I definitely want to check out this new game whenever that comes out. Sega announced that they're going back and checking out a bunch of their or kind of revitalizing and doing new releases of several of their classic series. And the ones that they teased specifically in that trailer was a new Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, and Crazy Taxi. So lots of old school classics that they're planning to bring back. Super dope. Look forward to that. But that they said they're gonna be coming out here and there over the next several years. So new Dragon Ball Budokai Tenkaichi game called Dragon Ball Sparking Zero finally got a trailer and a look at that game. So looks super cool. I remember playing the Budokai games back in the day at friends' houses most of the time because I didn't have a PS2 and stuff of my own, so I had friends I would play it over at their house. So yeah, so new Budokai game called Sparking Zero. I don't think they didn't put a date on that, but I think it's coming sometime next year. So this is a very interesting crossover that they announced. So Supermassive Games, who did one of the very few horror games I've ever played, Until Dawn, and they also made a shoot, I can't believe like my brain is going blank when I need it most. Yeah, Until Dawn, the Dark Pictures Anthology, and The Quarry. The Quarry is what came out last year. So yeah, so they're teaming up with the Dead by Daylight studio, which horror stuff and asymmetrical horror stuff, never really played it. One of my homies, Kayla, from back in college, she streams it all the time. Check her out. K-Monster, I believe is her Twitch name. But they are teaming up to do a single-player story game set in the Dead by Daylight universe. It's called The Casting of Frank Stone. So very, very interesting. I still need to go back and check out those Dark Pictures games as well as The Quarry, because like I said, really enjoyed Until Dawn. Super, super dope. I highly recommend y'all check out that one for sure, because I played it. Next up, Square Enix announced a new game in the Mana series called Visions of Mana. Never really played those, but I know a lot of RPG fans enjoy that series. That's coming out sometime next year. Rise of the Ronin got a release date. It is coming out March 22nd, 2024, just a few months away. And this will satiate the appetite until we get the eventual Ghost of Tsushima 2 game in probably 2-3 years. But man, this game has looked dope from the first time I saw it, and everything they showed in this trailer, I was already kind of sold on it, but this trailer sold me even more. And like I said, now knowing that it's got a firm date now, March, I'm super excited. I'm gonna be there day one. Y'all know, especially after I did my review a couple weeks ago talking about the animated series on Netflix called Blue Eye Samurai. Check out that show if you haven't. It's only, I think, 8 to 10 episodes. Super dope series. Check that out. But yeah, I'm always down for that kind of a samurai ronin, you know, type of game. So looking forward to playing this. Kojima teases new project that he's working on with Jordan Peele called OD. It's gonna be a horror game or something for Xbox. Don't really care too much. Like I said, I'm not too big into horror stuff. Jurassic Park Survival, don't care. This Black Myth Wukong, this game they've been showing off for years and years and years. A lot of people think it looks too good to be true, because like some of like the graphics of this thing look freaking ridiculous. But yes, it's a Chinese fantasy game based off of the novel Journey to the West, and it finally got a date, August 20th, 2024. So we'll see. Let's see. New trailer for Suicide Squad. I'll just say this. They recently did a multiplayer closed alpha for this game. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this game does in a couple of months when it drops or whatever. I wish I could say more, but I'll just say I got to play the game, but I'm under NDA, can't say nothing else or whatever. So, but yeah, so they showed a new trailer for that. And I'm interested in seeing how that game does in a couple of months. Warframe got a new expansion or something. Don't really care. Now this next one. So, the voice actor for Bayek in AC Origins, one of my favorite Assassin's Creed games, especially of the recent era, he ended up creating his own video game studio, and their first game is this game called his studio is called Surgent Studios, and this game is called Tales of Kinzira Zao, and it's coming out, I believe, in April. So the game looks super dope. I highly recommend y'all go looking at his speech that he gave at the Game Awards, and then the trailer for this game, because it might be something that y'all want to put on your radar. Next up, another game that I am super, super excited for. Don't Nod, the team, the studio behind the Life is Strange series, which I love dearly. They got a new game coming out next year called Lost Records, Bloom and Rage. It looks super dope. Like I said, if you enjoy Life is Strange, this needs to be on your radar. If you've never played Life is Strange, if you enjoy really good story narrative type of games, please check out that series. They are all fantastic, built in with lots of choices and some very dire consequences to those choices. So love that series. Super excited for Lost Records, coming out late next year. Wild action game called the First Berserker Kazan. Don't know, but looks like a really like cool art style, kind of like a Souls type of game. Don't care about that. Apex Legends is doing a Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth crossover events in January. Skull and Bones, after all these years, finally got a release date for February 16th of next year. We'll see how that game does. Next up, probably one of the biggest surprises out of nowhere, to where my jaw literally dropped when they announced this. So Arcane Lyon, the studio who does the Dishonored series and then did Deathloop a couple years ago, they're doing a Marvel Blade video game. Because the way the trailer went or whatever, it was like in a barbershop or whatever, some black dudes or whatever, guy giving this one dude an edge up or whatever, or a razor shave or whatever. Looks super, you know, atmospheric or whatever. And then when it was like the reveal of it being Blade, I was like, what? So I don't think anybody saw that coming or whatever, so that's super dope. Of course, there's no date, time frame, or whatever on it, so we'll see. Twisted Metal Season 2 got announced. I enjoyed Season 1. Y'all can go check out my review I did of that. I think I talked about that and that Gran Turismo movie at the same time. So, but yeah, so go check out Twisted Metal. It's actually pretty solid. A new game from people who used to work at Rockstar, a new studio called Lightspeed LA, announced a game that's it's like a futuristic sci-fi open world game called Last Sentinel. The CG trailer looked interesting, so I'm gonna keep it on my radar. The first Descendant is coming. They put a date on it, or a release window for next summer. We'll see. I kind of enjoyed what I played of that beta like a few months back or whatever. I got to play in or whatever. So we'll see. Don't care about that. Hello Games, the studio who does No Man's Sky, announced a new game called Light No Fire. We'll see. Some other stuff I don't really care about. They announced some two new story expansions for Final Fantasy 16. One called Echoes of the Fallen, which is out right now, and the other one called The Rising Tide, which is coming out sometime next year. So we'll see. And then the final big announcement was Capcom announced a new Monster Hunter game called Monster Hunter Wilds. Once again, another series I've never really played much of. I think I might have Monster Hunter World or something, whatever, maybe from like a free PS Plus, I don't know. But yeah, so I know a lot of people are excited for that, but that is also in that 2025 window, along with GTA 6 and many other things that got announced today. And the last thing was Baldur's Gate 3 is finally out on Xbox. So, that is it. It's my alarm for me to go get ready for my movie, which is going to be airing in about 30 minutes. So let me get ready to wrap this up. So all in all, like I said, some very, very dope announcements that speak to me personally. And like I said, a lot of stuff for a lot of people. But like I said, kind of scrolling back through this, if I had to say like which ones were like my favorite, like I said, like the Blade game was dope just from the unknown factor of it, but we'll see once that comes out. But as far as like stuff that I know day one I am playing, top of the list is Lost Records, the new game from Life is Strange people, Tales of Kenzera from the Ace Bayek voice actor, Rise of the Ronin, yes, and those might have been like the biggest ones. Those are probably like my biggest favorite announcements and stuff they came out of the show. So we'll see how this all goes and stuff. So like I said, I gotta go. I'm just gonna see this this movie, The Boy and the Heron, and like I said, be looking forward to hopefully my thoughts on that and Godzilla Minus and who knows what else in a future episode. But I hope all of y'all out there Have an awesome rest of your day, week. Reach out to me. Let me know what were some of your favorite announcements or reveals and stuff from the Game Awards. Also, how do you feel about the final, finally getting to see a look at GTA 6? And let me know what are y'all's end of your thoughts. Do y'all have anything from me that y'all want to see me review, talk about, discuss, or whatever? Because like I said, I got lots of things I'm kind of brainstorming on for the end of the year, as well as just for next year and beyond, going to the future. But I don't think there's nothing else I want to talk about right now. I do, in a future episode, I'm also going to talk about, I've been playing Cult of the Lamb. I'm going to do an episode talking about that and some other stuff in the future as well. So, because that's been like a very awesome game to dive into or whatever. So I'm several hours. I think like day wise within the game, I think I'm like day 69, day 70, 71, somewhere in there, whatever. So, but anyway, I'm rambling. Time is going on. I need to get this uploaded and get my butt to the theater. But yeah, so y'all have an awesome day. And I'll catch you on the next one. You can find me everywhere at Danny's A Talk. Y'all be easy. Peace.